My name is Lily Hurst, and my story is titled The Queen of the Will-o'-the-Wisps. The school bell rung as the last of the kids raced to their classrooms, except for one, who was still waiting in the bathroom, fixing her makeup. Her eyes were a rich brown, and her hair a stunning blonde. She tidied up her lipstick, looking happily at her own beautiful face. "Perfect," she muttered in a smooth voice. Another girl stumbled into the bathroom, obviously having been pushed in. The girl had a mousy face and glasses that were too big for her. They kept sliding down her nose. The only thing that stood out on her face was her beautiful white jacket that seemed like silk and fur feathers all at once. "The teacher said that you have to come to class now," the girl stuttered, grabbing the hem of her jacket almost as if it could give her confidence. "Hook, why did you bother me, little rodent?" The beautiful girl flicked a hand, dragging her eyes from the beautiful jacket and back up to the other girl's face. "I'm sorry, the teacher's made me. You have to get to class now," the mousy girl replied. "Hugh, you disgust me. Which rat are you again?" "You're Dawn. You chew on pencils. Oh my gosh, you are a little rat." The pretty girl laughed at Dawn, once more looking at her jacket. "Hey, where'd a rat like you get a jacket like that?" The pretty girl reached towards the glistening item of clothing and snatched the hood. "Hey, what are you doing? Stop!" Dawn said, struggling against the pretty girl's grip. She finally snatched the jacket away, wrenching Dawn's arms from the sleeves, admiring the jacket on herself. "Jasmine, please no, that's special," Dawn said, attempting to take the jacket back. Jasmine smacked Dawn's hand away. "I think I'll go to class now. Thank you," Jasmine said, strutting her way out the door and rushing away. "You'll regret this," Dawn yelled after her, earning no response from Jasmine. Jasmine had a normal day, getting compliments on her jacket and makeup, scaring her teachers into giving her A's, her league of girls behind her, staring down even the toughest of teachers. When the school day finally ended, she was picked up by her dad. She had a normal evening as well. When her father asked about the jacket, Jasmine simply rolled her eyes. "Goodness, Dad, don't you remember? You bought it for me on Saturday. I had it on this morning." Her father simply chuckled and said, "Oh yes, getting a bit forgetful, aren't I?" When Jasmine finally decided to go to bed, she was woken almost immediately by strange noises coming from her open window, where her jacket hung as if having been caught in the middle of fleeing. Jasmine shook the sleep from her eyes, and she couldn't tell whether it was the song or the sleepiness that compelled her to grab the jacket and go outside, searching for the source of the amazing voice. She trekked in the forest for a very long time. Soon it was extremely loud, and Jasmine came upon a fox-like creature. It was pure white with soft red and pink markings. Its tail was long and wrapped around its paws. It wore a kitsune mask painted in a permanent smile. The shadow seemed to grab at her feet, struggling to touch her in all her beauty. Dashes of red stained its back. "Please, kind stranger, I know this is quite out of the ordinary for you. It's not every day one sees such a strange creature as I. But I need your help. Perhaps you could drape the jacket over my wound. I'm the queen, and I beg your help." The fox spoke. Jasmine was in shock, her mind blurred from sleep, the walk through the woods, and the strange, soft, soothing song that still played in her mind, muddled her brain. Somehow, the only thing that seemed out of place was that this was a queen. But her beautiful jacket, touching a mangy creature that could have rolled anywhere. Queen or no queen, she wasn't about to do it. "No, your disgusting fur won't get all over my beautiful jacket," Jasmine shrieked, hugging the silken fabric. "Then I guess I was wrong to have hope for you," the fox said, dipping her head sadly. She shook the mask off her face. One eye was the sun, and the other was the moon, a blazing fire in a calm pool. She stared straight into Jasmine's eyes. The queen enchanted her, distracting her even more than she already was. And then, the queen leapt, wrapping her jaws around Jasmine's neck, but not hurting her. In her daze, Jasmine laughed and twined her fingers in the creature's beautiful fur. Then she slept. She would forget the events of that night, and she would lay in her bed, waking the next morning to confusion, forgetfulness, and so she could try again. Memory wiped with only her vocabulary and sense of right and wrong to lead her. The queen left with the jacket and proceeded to drape it over her hurting back. It cascaded along her body, like a waterfall, forming two gorgeous milky white wings. She folded them delicately on her back and sighed. If only she'd given up her vanity, I wouldn't have had to taint her with magic. Now I can only hope that no one will find out.